A few nights ago, I was walking my dogs and enjoying a peaceful evening stroll. The breeze was light and the air was just starting to chill. It was a perfect spring night. Suddenly, without warning, I started to hear what sounded like small projectiles hitting the large boxwood next to me. I stopped and stood silently, listening for the source of the sound. I continued to hear the repeated tunk-tunk of something hitting the shrub. I thought for a moment that someone with very poor aim might be shooting at me with a slingshot or a pellet gun. I decided to move along quickly and head home. When I got home, I immediately shared my experience with my wife. "It was probably just the wisteria seed pods popping," she said. Confused, I suggested that we sit down and research it together. And sure enough, wisteria pods do that. It's not only wisteria pods that shoot seeds in the spring. There are other plants including witch hazel, okra, peas, and jewelweed that are known for their seed-shooting abilities. Rather than rely on animals or wind to move their seeds, these plants throw them by explosive openings of their fruits. This mode of seed dispersal is called ballisticory, and seeds dispersed are called ballisticores. If you're a former Latin teacher like me, these names clue you into the plant's aggressive and ballistic nature. If you're in the garden and worried about a potentially painful plant experience, don't be too concerned. There are two ways in which these seed-shooting plants release their seeds, and neither one is especially sudden. In fact, the first of these two methods occurs so slowly that it's referred to as passive dispersal. This method is characterized by a gradual loss of moisture from the cells of the seed pods. As water leaves the plant cells, they shrink and contract, which forces a buildup of tension within the walls of the seed pod. This causes the pod to bend, twist, or coil, which puts pressure on the seeds inside. As the plant dries out, the pressure continues to build until it reaches a breaking point and the pod must expel its seeds. Unlike plants that have opted for passive seed dispersal, there are other plants that utilize a process called active dispersal. Instead of a plant's seed pods drying out and releasing their seeds over time, plants that use active dispersal draw in moisture to cause their cells to expand. This results in fruits with high moisture content that explode, spraying their seeds away from the parent plant. The most famous member of the active dispersal family is the squirting cucumber, an herb which can be found in the Mediterranean region. This cucumber can shoot its seeds anywhere from 6 to 20 feet and can shoot without warning. How far a seed-shooting plant can shoot its seed depends on the shape and architecture of the seed pods. The world record for seed shooters goes to an African tree in the legume family, Tetraberlinia morelliana, which throws its seeds almost 200 feet. Due to the distance and effectiveness of this method, most seed-shooting plants grow quickly and aggressively in their natural environments. We often think of plants as quiet, passive entities in our natural world, and who could blame us? It's not every day a plant goes on the offensive. Lucky for us, we have wisteria and other seed shooters in our natural world to remind us that plants can pack a punch. You can learn more about our native plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.